Well, from finding friends to finding dinner, what's the best way to locate your next meal if you can't see it or smell it? Well, animals across the world, including some human tribes, all use a similar foraging technique called the levee walk, which seems to be the best way to find a randomly scattered resource. But when did this evolve? Well, for the first time, evidence of this levee walk has been found in the fossil record, showing this technique is at least 50 million years old. The University of Southampton's David Sims, who led the study, published it in PNAS, and he explained to Cat how various animals do walk the walk.
We carried out some research a few years ago on living animals, sharks and penguins and tunas, and found that they search for resources in a very characteristic way. So we were interested to know, well, where did this pattern arise? Could it have arisen many millions of years ago? I teamed up with a paleontologist called Richard Twitchett, and together we searched for fossils to investigate it, and we found some in northern Spain.
So how on earth do you tell from fossils that are in the rocks how they were moving?
The fossils themselves obviously are just the fossilised trail that the animal moved through. So in our case, we were looking at worm-like animals and sea urchins from the Eocene era, about 50 million years ago. And so what's preserved is their movement trail. As they displace sediment, you get this sort of trail etched. And so in our lab, we study the movement ecology of marine predators. And we use statistical methods to extract patterns from electronic tag data. And so what we did was use that technique and analyse the trail that was fossilised from these extinct animals.
So tell me about what you found. How were these prehistoric extinct animals wiggling about through the sand?
Well, we found that the animals sort of wiggled about, as you put it, in different ways. Some of the worm-like animals moved around with what's called a self-avoiding random walk. So they avoid their own path and move into areas that could be good for feeding opportunities. And what we found from the worm-like animals is that they tended to do spirals. But the interesting thing was that for the extinct sea urchins, they had patterns of movement that were clustered across at three or four different scales. So imagine, in the context of humans, we exhibit a search in our office, but then we don't find it, so we then exhibit a search in our institution or our house. And if we don't find it then, we then do a search, let's say, in our town. So at each scale, the pattern looked the same. And so that's why it's interesting, because that is what's called, theoretically at least, a levee walk.
And that's what sea creatures today are doing when they're searching for food too.
That's right, yes. We'd shown previously a few years ago in a few papers in Nature and Proceedings of the National Academy that birds like wandering albatrosses, basking sharks, big-eye tunas and penguins all have movement patterns that are very well approximated by this optimal model, this levee walk. And of course, levee walks are interesting because we showed that animals, you know, living animals were using them. And that's interesting because the levee walk is theoretically optimal pattern of movement if you want to find resources that are sparsely distributed. So imagine that you don't know where the resources are and you don't have a good mental map of where to find things. You don't know your environment that well. And so this would be the best pattern in which to move. And in fact, there are humans that have been shown to demonstrate this pattern of movement as well. So just recently there was a study on hunter-gatherers in northern Tanzania, and they also adopt this levee walk pattern of movement. So it seems that this is, when you don't know where things are, a levee walk is a very good approximation to what you should do to find the resources quickly.
The way that humans find food, the way that albatrosses and penguins find food, and the way that these tiny marine creatures millions and millions of years ago are all doing it in the same way, that tells us that this is a very old way of looking for stuff, doesn't it?
That's right. The evidence is pointing towards it being a very old pattern. I mean, obviously, we only looked at animals 50 million years old. But in fact, some of the patterns we saw, I mean, we had one fossil from the Cretaceous, which was 70, 80 to 140 million years ago. So it puts it back a bit further. So it could be that if this pattern of movement, if that has some sort of intrinsic pattern, one which is sort of innate to the animal, then of course that could mean that it has a very long origin.
So if I'm looking for chocolates or my lost keys, I can thank hundreds of millions of years of evolution for helping me.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, it's the best way of searching for something. And we imagine that this is a problem that was solved many, many tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of years ago.
Just got this mental image of a sea urchin looking for its car keys. That was David Sims. He's at the University of Southampton.